Today, the Church celebrates Friday of the third week of Advent, and our gospel passage comes to us from Luke chapter 1, verses 46 to 56. Mary said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked upon his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm, and has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones, and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever." Mary remained with Elizabeth about 3 months, and then returned to her home. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. In today's gospel passage, we heard Mary's beautiful response to her cousin Elizabeth's acknowledgement of her as the mother of our Lord. This prayer, known as the Magnificat, is a daily proclamation in the official evening prayer of the Church across the world. Mary's response is filled with joy and jubilation as she recognizes the lowly, those who may be looked down upon by others, as being favored by God. She speaks of the reversal of human fortunes and the fulfillment of God's promises in the Old Testament. Mary's response praises God and acknowledges God's presence and providence in the lives of all those who inhabit the earth. May we also recognize God's presence in our lives and respond with praise for God, sharing that presence with all whom we encounter.